Ladies and gents, welcome to the Moss Outdoorsman with our man, Randall Moss, the small town boy from Gastonia who became a man, a husband, and a father. The six-sport athlete who became a hunter, a fisherman, and an outdoorsman. You know, sometimes when the balls start bouncing, as he would say, you gotta find something to give you that rush. And boy, oh boy, did my man find something in hunting, fishing, and the outdoorsman life. Now he's giving you tips and tricks so that you could be on top of your game. So now, without further ado, y'all give it up for the host, Mr. Brown Redneck himself, Randy Moss.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? It's Randy, aka the Brown Redneck. Welcome to another podcast episode of the Moss Outdoorsman. You know, I got my fam.
Yes, sir.
Marcus Mooney.
Yes, sir.
But yeah, so it's been a minute, man, since we hopped on here and did one, man. Life has been super busy, man. You know, the doggone hunt show. Actually, man, time has been flying. Getting ready to wrap up season one. It's currently live on TV right now. It'll run all the way to the end of March, which is Monday the 25th. It'll be 13 weeks. And then after that, it'll be 13 weeks on streaming TV.
Yeah, nice, man. So I got to ask, man, like, give us some deets on how that whole process is going, man. You know, like, I know it's been challenging actually doing the actual hunting and of course, always being a family man and balancing all that stuff out. But at the same time, you know, producing and you know, directing and all that stuff, man. Just give us the 411 scoop on it, bro.
Man, I tell you what, it's been a doggone roller coaster with season one. It's been a huge learning curve. The show's turned out pretty good, but I'm looking forward to season two because we're about to make a whole bunch of improvements and put some pressure on them.
Oh, man, no doubt.
But yeah, besides the hunting and fishing show, getting ready to have another baby. Oh, she'll be here soon.
But you don't miss by, you know, I'm telling you, man, you catching right up. Now. You catching up, brother. You catching up.
Oh, man. Hey, this gonna be my last one, though. I'm done. This is my last one. It's a beautiful thing, though, I tell you that.
Yeah, very much so. Very much so. So, man, about to have another one in the nest, and then wrapping up season one. Now, are you going to take a break, or are you going straight into filming for season two and get ready for season two?
Oh, hitting the ground running. We hitting the ground running, getting ready for season two.
No doubt, no doubt. So, I mean, what can we expect for season two? Like, without giving too much of it away, I mean, of course, you know, we gotta have some substance to wait, you know, to see. We gotta have a little bit of build up, but definitely, like, give us little bit of what we're gonna see.
All right, so season two, be on the lookout for turkey hunts, hog hunting, all different types of fishing. And then, of course, we're going to put some deer hunting in there and some bear hunting.
Got you. Any collaborations, you know, in the works, or is that still like, you know?
Yeah. So I'm glad you mentioned that. So we did a collaboration with Jeff Wright with Wright Minerals. And then we also did a collaboration with Jimmy Hooks for Real World Products.
Nice.
So yeah, we actually today we got finished doing a food plot, planting clover and chicory.
Nice. Now when you plant that, you know, those particular things, like, you're setting up for your next phase of the hunt and everything like that. And yeah.
For this upcoming deer season.
Gotcha. No doubt. So, are you good as far as, you know, your choice of weaponry, ammunition, everything like that? You already got that locked? Are you switching anything up?
Oh, I'm glad you mentioned that too. did a collaboration with City Boy, Barry White. So I got a custom build coming soon. Hopefully I get to get out here and lay a pig down with it within the next few weeks.
Nice, nice. Barry White, man. That's a name for you, right? That's a heavy name right there.
Yes, sir.
You need to stay out there, Barry White.
Yeah. Randy Moss.
Oh man, that's what's up, bro. That's what's up. So give us some highlights, man, so far as your personal experience behind the scenes for season one, man. I mean, just having a show, period, bro. Like, you know, of course the fam, everybody proud of you, man, and all the strides and steps that you've been able to take. I mean, honestly, when you first came to the table, it was like, man, I'm trying to do this. I was not doubting, but I was like, Lord, be with my brother, because that's a lot. You know what I'm saying? That's a whole lot. But bro, you stayed in the stead, man, and you know, faith-wise and you know, putting the work in and grinding. And man, here we are, you know, almost at the end of season one. So yeah, man, give us a little bit of deets on, you know, what it was like, man, as far as the journey and some of the highlights of the journey, man.
Man, I would say the biggest thing is just doggone being consistent. It's going to be ups and downs, roller coasters, you know. You got to keep your faith no matter what life can throw at you. I've had some health scares before season one and during, you know, season one. I've been taking a medicine. The doctor prescribed it. He said I have the symptoms for. They say it's called myasthenia gravis. Mm. So basically, the more I use my muscles, they fatigue out. So I've been on that medicine ever since last year of May. And then I just recently went back to the doctor and they kept me on that same medicine, but they actually have given me another medicine on top of that so they can get my body back functioning the way it was before. So that's probably been the biggest challenge, getting my body back to, you know, my normal. But far as the hunting show, man, it's been a whole bunch of adversity, man. A whole bunch of hurdles. It's been a huge learning curve. We learned a lot in a short amount of time, because things have to be in a certain format. Mm-hmm. They're looking for, you know, X, Y, and Z. But I would say the biggest highlight, man, I'm going to have to say when my show comes on TV, bro, my kids light up. Like, it's crazy. Both of them, you know, the younger ones, especially Gabby and Isaiah. Yo, they'll go to the TV. Gabby will walk to the TV like, Daddy's on TV. Isaiah crawl over there. He'll watch the TV, start rocking back and forth, bouncing. And then, of course, my oldest daughter, when she sees me on TV, man, she'll take out her iPad and she'll start recording. So I would say that's probably been my biggest highlight, man, just seeing them light up. And plus, I feel like with them seeing me, you know, being an overcomer and doing this show, it's definitely going to give them a different perspective and outlook on life, letting them know that, you know, no matter what, you can do anything.
Man, bro, that's facts. And that's speaking to the heart of a father, man. You know what I'm saying? Real talk, helping me to remember the importance of including our children in everything that we do, you know, even if it's just to, you know, just kind of inform them and let them know what's going on. And then especially if they express any interest, it's like, okay, now I want to go in the, you know, kind of like teacher mode a little bit, you know, so I could possibly be able to interest you in something, build your confidence in something, or maybe even spark something in you that make you want to, you know, kind of take the baton at the end of the day. You know what I'm saying? For real, you know, that legacy piece, man, you know. You know what I mean? So you just never know with kids, but we molding and shaping them every day, man, every day. And so that's just another part of it. So big ups to you, man, for being able to balance those things out and still be you know, be the hunter, fisherman, the entertainer now. Because I mean, honestly, you got a show, so you know, I got to throw entertainer in there. You know, TV personality. You know, I got to throw all that in there on you now, bro. Yes sir.
Hey. I'm a loosen up a little bit and let the people, you know, see my personality more.
Yeah, that's good, man. Cause everybody that know you know, man, like that's a part of what makes you who you are. You know what I mean? Like your personality, you unique, you different, and not in no like weird way. Like you know, you one of those brothers, man. When you get in your element, like you're a funny cat naturally, you know what I'm saying? You tell good stories. You know what I mean? And you have a good sense of humor. But also, man, you know, you be dropping jewels sometimes too, bro. You do. You be dropping jewels sometimes. So, yeah, man, the people need all that.
Yes, sir. But yeah, man, I'm excited, man. I'm looking forward to it. I always say the best is yet to come. We got some things we working on, man. I went up to my homeboy spot today. That's where we went and put out the food plot. He prepped the land, man. He's been up there putting in work, bro. He's cleared the spots out, tilled up the ground. We got in there today. We planted 3 different fields. We're going to go back in there. When the soil temp hits 60 degrees, we're going to plant soybeans. We're going to do corn. Come fall, we're going to do, it's called harvest salad and, plot topper, which I'll go into more details about that, later on in post videos, but basically it's going to be food plots for the deer that have food year round.
Nice. So when will your season start? Like not show wise, but like hunt wise, you know, when will you get back in the saddle and be ready to rock and roll?
So turkey season is ready to start. In the lower part of South Carolina, is going to start this month. I believe it's March 22nd, if I'm not mistaken. But all the other zones, it starts April the 1st, which turkey season is going to start in North Carolina in April too. So we're about to do turkey season. The fish are biting. I need to go crappie fishing because anytime the dogwoods bloom, man, the crappies are already biting. So I got to get some time, you know, to hit the water and do that. But like I said, my daughter should be here, you know, any day now. So after, you know, she's born, get settled down, then I'm hitting the ground running.
No doubt. You know, it's a household, you know, over by where I stay. You know, if you go fishing and you got a good amount, you know, a healthy amount, and you're like, man, I want to bless somebody. We like fish over here, brother. Just go put that in the atmosphere. Hey, yes, sir.
I got you. I'm priest.
Most definitely, man. So, all right, you got the hunt season coming up. You're about to get into turkey, but of course, you know, first and foremost, pregnancy going good. Everything is on track as expected.
Yes, sir. I think my daughter will be here this week coming up because all the babies have been born, you know, at 38 weeks.
Wow. Nice. So, man, whew, yeah, you got a lot coming up there, brother. Yes, sir. Yeah, you got a lot coming up. You got the room ready, everything ready, the car ready, everything ready to go.
Yes, sir. Just wait for baby girl to get here.
No doubt. That's what's up, man. That's always a decided time, man. You know, when you know it's I don't care how many times you go down that road, man. It's that nervous anxiety, you know, piece that steps up on you right before then, you know, during the whole birth process and even those first couple of weeks, man. I don't know about you, but I still be a little on edge. Like, what's that? What did something move over there? What's going on? You know, he just want everything to be right for him. You know what I mean? So being able to take that time, man, and really focus on your wife, man, and focus on your newborn. That's important, man. You know, it's really important. So you know, prayerfully, man, she comes soon enough, and you guys be able to have a blessed experience with that. But you know, in the meantime, between time, of course, we're gonna be dropping this podcast. What else are you gonna be working on besides, you know, getting ready for season two and everything like that?
Shoot, man, we're gonna hit the ground running with these podcasts, start cranking them out on a regular basis, getting ready for season two. On top of that, dropping new stuff with my clothing line.
Ah, hold up now. Give us some more details on that, because I know you were building it towards the end of last year. So yeah, man, what are you looking to accomplish with that? Give us some more details on the clothing line, bro.
So we did a redo of my logo. Shout out to Spank for doing that, my family. So we got the logo going, which I got some more logos gonna come out. But I got Letterman's, you know, I got the hoodies. I'm gonna bring back t-shirts. I'm gonna crank out some hats. We're gonna do some water bottles, some stickers. Yeah, man, I'm looking forward to it, man.
Nice, nice.
And I actually was supposed to they had a deer expo this weekend, the Dixie Deer Classic. I was going to have a booth at the Dixie Deer Classic, but I decided to hold off on the fact being that the baby could be here any day now, which I didn't want to have the booth. And then my wife had the baby, and then I have to leave and the booth's unattended. So I will be selling apparel next year at the Classic.
Nice. Nice. And that makes sense. That makes perfect sense, man. So as far as the gear, you're going to have like some camo hats, like usual, that kind of stuff, you know, and other things that could be actually worn out in the field.
Yes, sir. I'm going to have, the blaze orange, hat. I'm going to have camo hats, come out with solid colors too, like black, navy, you know, that way you can rock it with whatever.
Nice. That's dope, man. That's dope. All right. So, man, my last question, man, you know, as far as just with everything that you've experienced, man, I guess we'll break it down to, you know, if you were talking to yourself, man, before you experienced what you experienced now, you know, what kind of advice would you give yourself, man? You know, just stepping into this, how would you tell yourself to prep, to get ready for turning around and saying, okay, I'm no longer just a hunter, a hunter and a fisherman, you know, outdoorsman, but like, I am actually a TV personality now. And you know what I'm saying? And I got my store going now, you know, with my gear. And then I got my podcast going and my family's growing. Like, you know, you got a lot right there, bro. So if you could just speak to anybody that might be on the threshold of just stepping into something, some of this stuff, man, say, hey, I want to be on TV. I want to do more with my brand. Shoot, man, holler at the peoples, man. What kind of advice would you give them, bro?
Man, I'm going to tell you, keep your faith, surround yourself with good people, because everybody doesn't mean you well. Your circle read your Bible. You're gonna go through a lot. Pick up that book and read it. If you pour in people you have, you need that. You can't pour from an empty vessel. Stay grounded. Be humble, stay consistent, never give up, persevere.
Nice. Nice, man. That's wisdom. That's wisdom that can be applied to a lot of things, man. One of the things that you said that jumped out at me too, and you know, I feel like people are trying to make it more like a cliche thing, but it's really one of the best pieces of advice I think anybody could get for anything that you're stepping into that takes work and commitment. And that's keeping your circle tight, man. You know, because, you know, old school, everybody can't ride with you, you know. You know, the old schoolers say, you know, your car ain't gonna have no more than four doors. So, so you know, you pile up if you want to, but, you know what I mean? That ride gonna get more and more uncomfortable, the more people that you got trying to jump in there with you. So just make sure you got a tight circle with the right people in it. And, you know what I'm saying? And then number one, of course, always, you know how we do as brothers, as men of faith, God first, man, because he's the one that's going to make sure that we do what we got to do when it comes to our circle. And even he's the one that checks us, right? You know, and make sure that our motives are pure and that our hearts are right towards what we're doing, man. And that we're loving on and treating the people right that he's connected us with, man. So, you know, man, it's, as always, man, it's a pleasure working with you, bro, and seeing your growth, not just as an outdoorsman, man. Like I say, with everything that you accomplish in television wise and just social media period and everything, but also, bro, as a man of God, you know what I'm saying? Seeing your growth, seeing you, just do that thing, bro. Real talk, man. Shoot, give us some final thoughts, man. And I'ma throw a scripture out there because, you know, we always love the word. So yeah, give us some final thoughts, man. I'ma drop this scripture in there. Then shoot, we'll call it an episode, bro.
That's what's up, man. I'ma just say, okay, so you know, I give back at the church and I teach martial arts with the kids. So I'm going to say these five tenets of Taekwondo, people should live by them. Courtesy, integrity, perseverance, self-control, and indomitable spirit.
Nice. I love it, bro. Love it, man. So, yo, I'm going to hit us with the... Yes. I'm gonna hit this with. Let me see. This is the NIV and this Psalms. Man, that's a couple of good ones right here. But I'm gonna pick Psalm 27:13. This I feel like is just kind of summing up the whole everything, man. You know what I mean? That we talking about or that we've talked about today. It says, and it's once again NIV Psalm 27:13. I remain confident of this. I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. And we can definitely see the goodness of the Lord. Yes, sir. We can see God's goodness, man. It's all on you. It's all on the things that you're doing, man. It's on your family. And shoot, man, we want to continue to you know, I say wish you, but you know what I really mean. We continue to pray for God to bless you with much success, man. Leading God in all truth, all wisdom, man. Keep doing your thing, bro. You're inspiring myself and many others out there, man, to say, hey, look, y'all, just last year, actually the year before last, man, I was just going out there doing my thing, you know, hunting here and there. Now I got a whole situation. You know what I'm saying? Yes, sir. I love it. I love it. Yeah, speak on it, bro. Speak on it, man.
Man, with that, bro, like things just happen so fast, like, so I'm going to say, always be prepared because you never know, you know, when the door going to open up for you.
That's good, bro.
You never know. Like, I know doing things in life, you know, whatever your path or journey, however you want to say it, may be. Just never quit, you know, like, and you always got to believe, like, you have to believe in yourself. You got to.
That's good, bro. That's good. I love it, man. But yo, man, shoot. Till the next time, preferably I have another little niece, you know what I'm saying, already in you know, here with us and, you know, just got to getting spoiled already. You know what I'm saying? All that good stuff. And, man, bro, just keep doing what you're doing, man. You know, we here for you. We got your back, man. And want to continue to see you do your thing, man. As always, be blessed. Oh, but wait, I forgot. We can't end without this. You got any pro tips, man, going into this next phase of the hunt season, man? Any pro tips for the folk out there?
Oh yeah, turkey season getting ready to roll around. So I would say, being out in the woods that time of the year, you know, it's warming up. You got snakes out, you got spiders out, you got ticks out, man. Make sure you spray down. Make sure you spray down and have on protective clothing. You know, you want to go out in the woods and enjoy yourself and have fun. You don't want to bring anything back home, you know, that could harm you and or your family.
Man, that's wisdom, man. Good stuff, man. So, yo, y'all heard it here, as always, with my man, the most outdoorsman himself, the brown redneck himself. Hey, man, you know what it is. Go ahead, give us that final word that you always give us at the end of every podcast.
Love, peace, chicken grease. I'm out.
Peace.
Ladies and gentlemen, this episode of the Moss Outdoorsman was brought to you by Bobby Long, Alpha and Omega Bell Bonding, the Deer Shack Processing out of Mount Holly, North Carolina. You drop them, we chop them. Alex Bryce from AB Lighting and Electrical. Mark Kaufman from Kaufman Painting. Mike Sumner of the Sumner Group. This episode was also brought to you by the Madam Mesquite Goose Club. Since 1932, the Madam Mesquite Goose Club has been proudly representing Southern outdoorsmen and their heritage. Shop our collections today. Rep your Southern heritage at MadamMesquiteGooseClub.com. That's MadamMesquiteGooseClub.com, where Southern gentlemen gather. Black Creek Stands is providing an affordable, unguided hunting opportunity out of the Pageland area. So make sure you hit them up at blackcreekstands@gmail.com. That's blackcreekstands@gmail.com. Carolina Gold Group, LLC, based out of Huntersville, North Carolina since 2022, they provide commercial and residential cleaning. They make sure your basic needs are taken care of when it comes to tile and, you know what, VCT stripping and waxing situation that a lot of people don't want to deal with. Well, guess what? Carolina Gold Group specializes in these type of tasks. And you can hit them up for a free estimate at 704-674-7572. That's 704-674-7572. Or you can email them at jarrettate@icloud.com. J-A-R-R-E-T-T. T-A-T-E at icloud.com.